Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's not closer to the city than SFO.
Never flown into San Francisco.
SFO is...
Only driven.
SFO is nice. If you're like the Virgin Terminal is really nice.
Yeah, well, any
Virgin Terminal is nice.
That's not true. The Virgin Terminal in, at Logan.
I loved it.
Oh, it's so great. You get two little, like, you just walk right in through security.
If I'd known that, I would have woken up way later.
That's good. That's good. But... But the only thing in that terminal is like a snack stand. Yeah. So if you get there way early,
there's
nothing
don't
to
don't enter.
Well, I didn't.
There you go. And then you can go to Legal Seafoods, Dunkin' Donuts. There's so many variety of things right there.
I went to all those places, and they got a Starbucks right there in Boston.
Well, you can skip that. No, go right to Dunkin'.
Matt and I had some bad idea jeans, Chinese food after the show. Yeah.
Did you have unprotected sex with Chinese food?
Yeah. I figured when's the next time I'm going to be in Haiti? Yeah.
It probably would have tasted better.
Oh, man. It was like we were walking around and like it was almost like we didn't know what to do with each other.
Yeah.
With each other, like with the night,
for a little bit of context, we did our show at the Wilbur Theater Friday night in Boston on May 4th, which was super fun.
It was a blast.
And then I was exhausted, but then you guys broke off to go into the night.
Well, I just, you know, I never really spent much time in Boston, so I wanted to just kind of walk around.
But it was too late. We got out too late.
Well, it was about like anywhere in that area was just like packed full of
not people.
Yeah, because we were staying. I was at the W.
So was I.
Okay, so you know that we were at the W, and so it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. People... literally just screaming at the top of their lungs in the street, like, what are you screaming about? Like, I just wanted to grab drunk people, like, why?
Yeah.
And then you'd hear, like, forget shit! And then, sirens screaming. It sounded like a fucking apocalypse outside.
Yeah, yeah. It was even, like, on that short walk from, like, when you went to your hotel, and I was, like, I saw, like, you know... like just like women screaming at each other. You don't even know! You fuck that bitch! Let's go! Like, everything was Good Will Hunting to me.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah,
it was a really good job writing it.
And the Chinese food was a bad idea.
Yeah.
I couldn't get any sleep because of that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had heartburn the whole fucking night through. Could have been the wine I had earlier, though. When I got to the hotel, I had some work to do and work to send in. And then I was like, oh, this tub is actually a pretty good size. I'm going to take a bath because it's rare. Nice. It's rare that I'm able to do that. Uh-huh. And I get in. And then I was like, oh, you know, I'll have like a glass of wine. And then I put on some music. I put on like Elliott Smith and I'm drinking wine. I'm in a bath. And then there was a mirror nearby, so I took a picture of it to send to Deanna with the cash and Mom's Day Out.
Is that when Marge goes to Rancho Relaxo?
Yeah, very much.
you go into the tub and then your hair falls about you. Did you end up getting any work done?
Yeah. I mean, we had to, like, it was like a last minute. We need ideas for this kind of, you know, thing for
Jonah. Stop sending ideas where a guy's taking a bath.
Yeah. Oh, something's wrong with my computer.
No, right? This time he has wine.
Yeah. And Pringles. That's how classy I was. I was drinking wine and eating Pringles out of the can.
Oh.
Yeah. I was really, really doing it right. You know? Boston.
That's what a teenager. Someday I'm gonna drink wine and just eat tons. I'm gonna eat Pringle sandwiches.
Yeah,
and
Pringles and everything. I used to have a friend that would like was adamant about putting broken up chips like Doritos into his sandwiches and stuff like that.
Oh, I used to do that.
I did that too. I feel like I ate Pringle sandwiches on soft white bread.
Yeah.
And like they were on top of other stuff or just Pringles?
Just Pringles. But, you know, like if
it's a carb attack right there.
That's what that is. Yeah, but I was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, when...
The 70s.
It was not the 70s, Matt.
No one thinks it was the 70s. And they're just assuming it.
It was the 90s, Matt. It was the 90s.
So check this out. I did a kind of an offensive joke at that show, and I tried it last night at a show, and it sucked the air out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a feeling that might have.
Did we decide if we're leaving it in? Are you going to leave it in? I think you should leave it in.
It worked in context of just like it being like a thing in a rowdy big
a horrible
room.
Thing
but when
Jonah
I'm at
said.
The Mint and it's a half attended
the,
show.
The difference is when you're in front of your crowd, people who came to see you and who already know you,
yeah.
they know that you don't mean it for real. Like they know yeah, that you're yeah, saying yeah. it yes. because you're fucking around.
That's why we're yeah. leaving it in.
When you yeah. say it to people who don't really aren't familiar with you, then they're just like, why is that guy making an
well, I had just joke? Like I had just killed, like it's like I said, I started with the James Brown joke.
Don't yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then I went into it and then
this
I was like
thing.
Then Davy Jones.
Yeah.
Which I've said on the podcast before.
And then this other thing.
And then
which
I said
don't
the
say.
Other thing. And it just like and people were loving the other two. People yeah. were going like ape shit. And then it was like, and then I said, blah 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 blah.
guys, what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just all of a sudden it just feels like saran wrap just sucks into your face.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst
and then here's
feeling.
A crazy
That's the
thing.
Worst feeling in the world.
And then here's a crazy thing. And then like it was kind of quiet. And then like I told you about this. Yeah. And then like the door for the kitchen opened up and where you could it was quiet enough to where you could hear the Mexican radio like you know blaring out of yeah. the kitchen. And I was like, "Oh, I know that song. That's the one about the hat, right?" And it fucking and then it would be and then like a kind of racist joke fucking brought everybody back.
Oh, that's great!
But it's
oh, that's great! Like, oh, that's great!
No, I mean it's great that he was able to save it. I'm great. I mean, it was great that you were able to save it.
Able to save it, but that's what that actually upset me more. The idea that like people were like, "Whoa, no!" And then like I made a racist joke, and people were like, "Ha, he's back."
He's back.
Yeah. My party buddy from an 80s movie was in the back. He's like,
but
yeah,
we're
doing it.
I don't, you know, though, I don't think anyone thinks, I don't think anyone thinks you're, I mean, first of all, you're Portuguese.
Yeah.
So.
Last name is Rodriguez.
Yeah, it's not like you're, a white guy. I don't know. It just.
Aren't you? Isn't Portuguese like.
Azorean right. Portuguese by way of Hawaii.
Pretty white.
Yeah, but no one in Hawaii thinks so.
No.
You know, Portuguese in Hawaii, they're considered kind of like the Polish. Like, oh, you take any Polak joke and it's all the same. It's
really?
All, it's like, yeah. What's the, some of the jokes are, it's like, you tell the Portuguese guy, hey, look at the dead bird. And he looks up going, well, or,
is that the imitation of the Portuguese guy?
Oh, no, this is just kind of a, like a pigeon, slight pigeon okay. affectation. It's like, oh, what'd the Portuguese guy do? And he said, look at the dog with one eye. He covered one eye and said, well, yeah, shit like that.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, there was a joke book, Frank Dillon joke book. And it was, one page it said, how do you keep a Portuguese guy busy? And then it says, turn page. And then you turn the page. And then on the other side, it says, how do you keep a Portuguese guy busy? Turn the page.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it work?
You still turning
fucking
page.
3 hours, man, until I was like, oh, I get it. And then I turned the page again, and I didn't. Yeah.
I get it.
Square grip. When's this going up?
Serve
Wednesday.
This is Wednesday?
Yeah. What, do you want to promote something?
Just May 15th, the Hello, Mr. Magic Plane Person, my new record comes out.
You should promote the shit out of that.
I am trying to. Just today, we released the pre-sales for the record. You can go to aststore.com, I think.
It's your, I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't know. I can't remember. They have a weird...
Go to AST Records.
If you Google AST Records.
Yeah. But
up.
You can pre-order the vinyl, which is $10 for a 10-inch white vinyl record.
Gorgeous.
Which comes with a drop card that has a code on it where you can get the MP3s for free if it's you get the record.
It's like a piece of flat milk, that white vinyl.
Did you see the picture?
No.
It's gorgeous. There it is right there, Chris. This is good podcasting.
I just ordered...
guys, I'm looking at it right now, and it is fucking gorgeous.
I just ordered Jenny Owen Young's new record cool. is coming out, her first full-length vinyl. They're releasing on a vinyl, and they're doing a limited run of like 5 or 50 white vinyl records.
Oh, but I like what you're doing. If you buy the vinyl, then you get a download code.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do with the first 7-inch from, you know, a few years back. But
you have the technology, Jonah.
No one was online
yet. Well, no, they had
yet.
The technology, but it was like $2 extra... per record, like it was you'd be charged more for it, and so now it's just a given.
I bought Regina Spektor's last record on vinyl, and it came with the CD.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Whoa, what's happening here? I didn't.
Yeah,
I
just an easier
this.
Way to get it into, you know,
yeah.
the computer.
And then I pre-ordered her album on iTunes, which comes out in May, and then I bought tickets to her show at the Greek, and then the tickets to the Greek came with a download code for her CD.
Oh, nice!
I pre-ordered the.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean these are different ways that musicians have
do
to
they
do
still
it
does do, how's vinyl technology now? Does it still have the little bit of crackle when you listen to it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Depending, and especially this one because you know, we put more on it than we should have. Like, we really crammed in the amount of time. So that means the grooves are closer together. That means the audio quality is a little tinnier. But it's yeah, it's about like 25 minutes. And you're supposed to only really put safely like 24 minutes.
It's not safe what you're doing, Jonah.
I'm going to push the limits, Chris.
You're going to push the limits with
there
grooves.
I got to do that.
Matt Myra got to go to a Boston Red Sox game on Saturday.
Yeah, I went to the game on Saturday where I ended up buying tickets twice somehow.
Oh.
Like, I tried ordering online at like 1 o'clock in the morning after we went to the Chinese food place. And I did the everything and it hit enter and then it looked like it was going through. And then it said, "We're sorry, this didn't work." But I looked at my phone and I was like, "Oh, I got charged for this. So I'll just go down to the will call and see if the tickets are there." And they weren't.
Hmm.
And then I ended up buying them off of a season ticket holder. I paid another.
So everyone paid twice. So that's why the stadium was half full.
No, the stadium was full, and I got seats 10 rows behind the visitor dugout.
Oh, wow.
They were fucking great seats. But the game, you know, the game wasn't great. They lost 8-2, but that's what the Red Sox do nowadays.
Oh, that seems,
it happens.
Seems like you're mad at them a little bit.
It was
bit.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to go back to Fenway, and it's the 100th year anniversary of Fenway.
Nice.
So they have a bunch of videos that make me cry playing on the scoreboard between innings.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I got back in at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday.
Jesus.
In L.A.
It's like time traveling when you do that flyback.
It's great. But Dee and I ended up going to the Eagle Rock Center for the Arts, and there was a mini Comic-Con.
Oh, like a cool Comic-Con with like vendors with tables and shit?
It was like one room, and it was just all these independent comic book artists and stuff like that selling their wares. Chuck Beebe was there selling his stuff. He's the one that tweeted about it, and I saw it, but... Super Secret Powwow had stuff there. There was like a lot of just really cool artists. Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was like real small, and everyone's like really nice. Everyone's like swapping stuff, and it was really, really cool. I really can't wait to get, and it was on Free Comic Book Day, so I can't wait to go back
Which
next
I
year.
Entirely being in Boston, but yeah. I also tried to go guitar shopping in Boston. A lot of the places I used to go to are gone. It's sad.
Really?
Yeah. It's a bummer. The Guitar Center on Comm Ave, which is right by BU, is closed. It's not there anymore.
Oh man, that old mom and pop shop Guitar Center?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, even the Guitar Center is what I meant to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was kind of a shitty thing. So.
Chloe and I went to RuffleCon.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I met Tron Guy. I met Chuck Testa. I saw Hannah Hart. Antoine Dodson was there.
Jesus.
Fucking.
So weird.
Like, so many. It really was. And it was at MIT.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it was at MIT, and it was, there was no central location. It was spread out over just different, you just venues? Like have to walk through, you know, hallways and be like, I hear laughter in there. It's in there. It was really kind of cool. It was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I wonder how many people went to WaffleCon, which was at Harvard. The same day.
I would have gone to Waffle.
That, yeah,
gone to
it's Waffle. Not what you think it is. It's actually, it's how to, it's the technology behind just making a better waffle fry. People think it's actually waffles, but it's actually
I
waffle fries.
I thought it was
fries.
A seminar on not making a decision.
Yeah. You know,
well, I mean, you could come to this or not. I mean, really, it's up to you.
Getting ahead in the world today, too many people making too many decisions. The people who are on a fence are getting the foddest.
There you go.
Yeah.
The foddest.
Yeah. They're getting the foddest. Or maybe they're not.
I consider myself a fartist.
See, right there.
That's what they called my dad after he ate beans.
They just realized, they just research suggests that part of how in dinosaur times.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I saw that.
that the climate was, that the sauropods, like, you know, like Apatosaurus, like the big, large sauropods actually warmed the planet with farts.
Man.
That releasing methane into the atmosphere actually kept the... I never actually thought about a dinosaur fart. I saw an elephant fart once, but I can't...
Did you smell it?
No, but it was at a zoo, and the trainer in the cage got out fast.
Oh, like it's poisonous.
Yeah, it didn't...
It's enough to where it's no good.
It was not...
There's not oxygen
Well,
left.
And he... Yeah. It was, he almost kind of displayed it for the people watching. The elephant kind of, you just heard this low rumble. And then he kind of got on his side and raised one of his legs. And you just, I mean, this was way before YouTube, otherwise 10 million views.
Yeah.
And then just this flapping, percolating butt lips as the fart came out, and all these little kids just fucking laughing, and me too. And then the trainer stuck it out for a minute, and then just quickly vacated. That was the best part.
Do your impression again of it warming up the fart. Do your didgeridoo.
You know, guys, you never see elephant farts and didgeridoos in the same room.
I think they're the same person. I think they're the same person. Or maybe I don't. I just went to this waffling seminar.
Waffling?
Or maybe I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I finally got around to seeing Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
You didn't see all of it, though, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have like one more minute or two more minutes left.
Because you saw it on the plane.
Yeah. Well,
at this point, just pirate it.
It's okay.
Yeah. I was almost going to tweet at Virgin America saying, hey, maybe next time I'm on a plane, you give me a free movie.
Oh, I got to get my iPad back from them. I have to remind myself, too.
That was very nice of them to get it back to you.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, that was some fast movement on that. Thanks to Twitter.
Matt Myra left his iPad on a Virgin America plane and tweeted at them, and they got it. They're going to get it back to him.
Yeah. It was cool. I should have picked it up last night, but I got in too late to get it. What sucked about flying was, like, I got the reminder every night before Gadget Prawn, the alarm goes off on my phone at 11:45 to know that you have a segment tomorrow. And it went off twice because it went off while I was on the plane. And then when I turned my phone back on, it was 11:45 again. I was like, fuck, I got to do that twice.
Damn it.
No, you got to live through that.
Today, we on the show, we had the Naga vodka that has the 100,000 Scoville chili. It's... Like, so what? A shot of it is like eating a ghost chili.
Oh.
So Kevin and Candace and I did it at the end of the show in the E block.
Why?
It was awful.
Yeah.
They both vomited. I did not.
They vomited.
Not on the show, though,
not
right?
Not on the show. We got Candace. They were rolling in studio at the end, so we have Candace vomiting on tape.
What?
Yes.
Where did she vomit?
Into a bucket. She was sitting on the stage after the show. Wrapped.
So was it like a pepper?
Oh, my God.
So, like, immediately or just, like, slow?
No, it was a slow burn because, like, you throw it down your throat so fast that it doesn't hurt your mouth that much. But once it gets in your stomach, I likened it to every spicy meal you've ever had in your life.
At once.
At the same time in your stomach.
So you got – so one's, like, so – we have to be updated when you shit.
Oh, I'll be live tweeting that tonight.
Yeah.
Please live tweet it. Yeah. Please live tweet it.
I'm going to.
Matt, you've got to live tweet.
I'm going to
your
live
crazy
tweet.
Pepper vodka shits.
Crazy pepper vodka.
Oh, crazy pepper vodka shits.
There's some crazy pepper vodka shits going
like
on down
there. I knew it was a bad idea. I just said to Jeremy while we were, Jeremy Hache is the producer.
Boring. Get on with the story.
I said to him during the break, I said, I want to try that vodka. And then the next thing I knew, I went out of the studio and I came back in. They're like, get a mic on Matt.
Here we go.
I remember
when years ago, the like two or three years ago, when Mon and Kevin drank hot sauce.
Yeah.
Like just down, like fucking pounded hot sauce.
Yeah.
Which, listen, I'm sure it's fun for like the minute that you're doing it in the segment, but then the rest of the night, they were basically. I think she went over to his place and they were in separate bathrooms just shitting all night, like screaming at each other across the room. Like, are you still gone? Yeah. Ugh,
my God. Yeah. I remember New Year's, like we were at my friend's house and like Kumail like took a little piece off of a ghost pepper. He's like, we'll both do it. We'll both do it. And I was like, I don't know. You're from Pakistan. You might be able to handle this better than me. He's like, no, come on here. And I'm like, I did it too. And then right when I did it, like a teary-eyed, fucking red-faced Kyle Kinney walks up. He's like, "Ooh, I don't do it."
if you watched it, it was at the end of the show today. I'm sure it'll be online tomorrow. But like immediately, my face turns red, and I was sweating for a good 45 minutes after.
But you were able to keep it down.
Yeah, I kept it down. They both puked. I didn't.
Nice.
Which makes me think my poops are gonna be worse.
My poops are gonna be worse.
A little bit. It's just a little bit.
A little bit.
How you doing? How you doing, Matt? Hey.
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. You know, I was going to review the HTC X1, the new cell phone, but someone stole it.
Oh, no.
From my associate producer, Maddie's desk.
That happens sometimes around here.
You can't put stuff on desks.
Do you know what sucks, too? You know what sucks, too, is the old gadget producer Bruce, stuff was getting stolen, and so he tried to set up a surveillance camera, and human resources threatened to fire him if he didn't remove the camera. He's like, but someone is stealing my stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you can't set up a surveillance camera. Which leads me to think that it was human resources.
That's very, very possible. Very possible. Go. Yeah.
That's a good point.
I like
but
that.
But the, yeah, so that was going to be the thing today that we reviewed, and then it was gone. So I had to review the Sony soundbar that I didn't get to play with for very long.
You should just tweet out, listen, if you stole this phone, would you please just tweet a review?
Here's the shitty part. The
Four out of five, bro.
The shitty part is that it's not out yet. So HTC sent it to us. And now we're going to say, hey, sorry. Security at E is not that tight.
That is
just
a bummer.
Ask Sechrist.
Oh, yeah. That's a bummer. That is a freaking bummer.
Speaking of bummers.
Yeah. Bring it down.
I'm still pretty bummed out about MCA. Death of MCA from... from Beastie Boys, I think it's a shame.
Well, besides the fact that the story itself is horrible, and like I said on Twitter, I interviewed him for G4 a couple years ago. It was a quick interview, but he just could not have been sweeter and cooler. And so besides the fact that it just seems like a really nice guy just passed away, it's you really feel like, and I'm sure you guys, since you're a bit younger than I am, it's almost a bit of your youth.
Yeah, it's dying. Very much a bit of my life, you know?
Where you really, these are the kind of moments that that are basically just a mirror to mortality in a weird sort of way, where you're like, that guy can die?
Yeah.
What? But he was, he's superhuman. Hey, what? You're like, no, I was just a guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it's fucking, it sucks. And,
it really does suck.
And when you go back and you look at, I didn't realize that they had been around. I didn't realize that they formed in 79.
Yeah, as a punk band.
And it's fucking, it is really, I guess I hadn't really thought about it in a while, like how much amazing stuff they actually did and how much they sort of, they really did influence music.
Yeah, and just the way that they, unlike a lot of other, you know, you listen to some other bands that have been around since the early 80s, and if they're still playing music, it sounds the same for the most part. You know, it's a, especially when it, you know, to like grow as much as they did as a musical entity, like how, you know, the first Beastie Boys stuff, of course, doesn't sound even like the first Beastie Boys rap album, because it goes from hardcore punk straight into like, you know, this awesome like metal tinged hip hop stuff, and like, and then it just, and Paul's Boutique, everything, they progressed also as like just people, as human beings, as conscious beings, you know, and how they became, you know, politically minded and, you know, spiritual, and just, it's just, it's,
and mega humanitarian.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's really interesting is when you look at the very first song that made them popular, which was a total novelty song, which from their point of view was a joke.
Yeah.
That because the rest of their music was different than that, if they hadn't been amazing, they totally, how many bands like that just come and go?
Chumbawamba. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Chumbawamba, though, if you think about it, Chumbawamba, like that song, like Tub Thumper, was almost the end of a long storied career that band had, because the band before Chumbawamba was Crass. It was like many of the same members as the sociopolitical punk band from England, Crass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but in the end, after Tub Thumping, we were able to keep them down. After all.
Ouch.
What?
My favorite thing the Beastie Boys ever did was the 25th anniversary SNL show.
Oh, where they knocked Elvis Costello out of the way?
Yeah.
And they fucking...
No, well, Elvis Costello came and knocked them.
Oh,
yeah. They start playing Sabotage. And I remember being bummed out. I remember, like, they're playing Sabotage again?
Yeah.
They've already played it.
And they just fucking crush Radio.
Yeah, because that's what Elvis Costello did. He started to play Radio and then said, I'm sorry, there's no reason to do this song. And then he launched into another song. So what they did was started playing Sabotage. And then Elvis Costello comes in.
There's no reason for us to play this song.
And then they play Radio,
which is fucking great.
So good.
And I never knew that they played a Heart Attack Man, which was like that one crazy hardcore song they put on. What was it? Ill Communication or Check Your Head?
Ill Communication, right?
And it's fucking great. And also he started directing like documentaries and movies. And he was, you know, progressing as a dude. It's such a fucking bummer. And just see, like, did you watch any of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
I've been traveling all.
Yeah, I caught.
I've been traveling since that. Yeah.
I caught a bit of it on Sunday night, last night, and like it was just like them reading all the when they accepted the induction, they just read something that Adam Yauch had written for them to talk about. It was just fucking incredible.
Well, I remember we were in, I think we were in Iowa City, maybe, when they did the induction.
Right. Yeah.
And our representative from AEG said, she was like, oh yeah, you know, Beastie Boys are getting inducted to the Hall of Fame, and MCA is not going to be there. And she said, that's a really bad sign. I was like, really? Yeah, I thought he was, you know, I thought he found out and they caught it and he was okay. And she was like, yeah, but he's not going. And that's, you know,
yeah.
So that's not good.
It's insane. It's so shitty. And I, you know, just going back and just like anytime anyone dies, you know, you go back and start listening to a lot of the stuff and just like how much I love Hello Nasty, the record. It's just so varied and so great. It's such a good fucking record.
Well, I mean, enjoy your fucking burrito.
Yeah.
Like, you just enjoy your present.
Yeah.
I saw them twice. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, great fucking show.
I never got to see them.
Oh, it was a great show. Yeah.
I never got to see them live.
Yeah. But I feel we should. It was nice to be able to talk about it on the podcast.
It was nice. And yeah. I mean, because I think a lot of people are way more bummed out than they expected to be by it. Like, I think people who maybe even hadn't been listening to the Beastie Boys for a while, but just, you know, were fans of the band.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit of a shockwave for people who were like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, he's 47, right?
47.
Jesus Christ. So nuts.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then the Comedy Awards, did you watch? You haven't been able to see any of the Comedy Awards.
No, we were nominated, but
we were nominated. WTF won.
Of course. I could have told you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was great. Rob Delaney won for funniest Twitter.
I think I may have voted for WTF.
Yeah, I think no. I can't remember. I voted for us. Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend like I didn't vote for us a couple days in a row.
Wait, sorry. No, I was thinking. Yeah. For those, I voted for us.
But of course, like I expected Mark to win that.
It was really cool being nominated with all those fucking podcasts.
It really was an honor to be nominated with
seeing all our logos on the screen
with Bang Bang and Scarborough Country and
fucking awesome Scarborough Country guy.
Julie Klausner, right? And Mark and us.
Yeah. I'm so stoked.
This was on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did he accept an award? Did they present an award?
There was like a, because that was
the following technical awards.
No, because that, like, the voting went all this week. They shot them last week,
and
the voting continued, and then just kind of, it was the awards, same with the Twitter stuff. But, the Comedy Awards still had moments where they just didn't really film. They would do recaps coming in and out of, like, other things that won. Hannibal Burress won for Best Road Comic.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of our friends were nominated. It was, you know, Pete Holmes, Camille Nanjiani, Moshe Kasher. Yeah. Right?
Well, congratulations, everyone, and congratulations to Mark for winning Best Podcast. That's really nice.
I'm going to say, Matt, also, I did as well, cry when Don Rickles was accepting the Johnny Carson Award.
I appreciate that, and I would have too, probably, but you also cried while watching Hawaii Five-0 on the airplane.
Yeah, because there was dad stuff. I don't know what it is.
I think it's something about the altitude that makes you get a little more choked up when you're on a plane.
Yeah, man, I cry. Like the fact is, I cried at Swing Vote, and that's fucking crazy.
Swing Vote.
I cried.
I thought Swing Kids. I thought you were saying
I think there's some weird chemical emotional thing that happens at a high altitude that makes you emotionally susceptible. Because I don't get choked up at stuff, but the times that it has happened, I've been on a plane watching something. You're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, you're just like,
"I think it's the isolation." Honest to God, I think it's a bit of the isolation,
but I also think it might be the pressure in your sinuses, or you're more susceptible to like tear up. Maybe, you know.
I don't know. It's I can see that on a plane, particularly just getting choked up.
But Hawaii 5-0. I mean, I didn't mind the show so much.
They renewed it, right?
Yeah. I think it's doing really well.
It'll be bad. I've heard it's a procedural on CBS. How could it not?
I don't know who, if this is anything we should bring up, because I think it's still like hearsay, but the NBC like started revealing parts of their comedy, like what's coming back and what's not.
Yep.
And like a word on the street is Whitney is not coming back for a second season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, she has two broke girls to look after. And
her new e-show with Julian McCullough, which is awesome for him because he's a very funny stand-up.
Julie McCullough?
Julian McCullough.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Julie McCullough.
No. You're thinking Sully McCullough.
No.
Huh?
Sully McCullough was in the UCLA Comedy Club in the class before me.
Really?
It was Sully McCullough and Shane Black.
Oh, wow.
And fucking Sully McCullough, Shane Black, Chris Spencer, shit. They were all in the UCLA Comedy Club, like, the class before. And my friend Steve Callahan, who's now Co-EP a Family Guy, was he sort of bridged, because he was a couple years older. Steve was my orientation counselor.
Oh, wow.
And so he was present at the UCLA Comedy Club, so he was there when it was, like, Shane and, Ed Solomon and Chris, the guys who, Chris Matheson, who wrote Bill and Ted's.
Oh, yes.
They were in the Comedy Club. One of them or both of them.
Yeah.
So, and then I came a couple years after them, and, you know, Steve was like, oh, Shane Black and these guys. And so I know Sula McCullough from that. Julie McCullough is the playmate who was the Playboy playmate that I had.
Oh, the Playboy playmate.
I didn't have her. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. When I was a teenager, my grandfather had a subscription to Playboy magazine, and there was no internet, so it was the only time that I could look at boobs.
Yeah.
And so I took this issue with Julie McCullough on the cover and had it well into college.
Oh, you just kept it with you.
Yeah, I know. It was just one of those things that survived a lot of moves.
Nostalgia masturbation is very underrated.
You mean nostalgia-bation?
Nostalgia-bation. Yeah, like I downloaded Taboo 2.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, it was a thing that, you know, my brother had when I was growing up. And I was like, I'm going to watch that again.
You mean with your family?
No.
With their family.
With their family. But we're related and I have a thick bush.
Yeah. One time.
Okay with that.
One time I was humming that. And then Boyd Vico, when we were on Web Soup, Boyd Vico peeks and he's like, is that the theme song from Taboo 2?
Boyd Vico is a fucking Wikipedia page of weird trivia
from a very specific time. Well, I just, it sounds like it's the theme song from
wow.
That's awesome.
I was in the Jimmy Pardo Needs Jokes pilot for Comedy Central last week.
How'd it go with Jimmy Pardo?
It was great. Jimmy Pardo did a great job.
Jonah, am I saying that correctly? Jonah, am I pronouncing that right?
Jonah. Yeah, he did a great job. I'm very proud of him.
Traditional spelling?
G. Traditional. I don't like your face.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Now it's turning into Richard Nixon.
I'm not a crook.
Richard Nixon's on that.
Never not funny.
On that Carson album I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So weird.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I have a two LP set of Johnny Carson.
Oh, I thought you meant Carson Daly.
No. Host of The Voice. Good for him. He found something to do. Does he still have the show?
Yeah, he still has a show. So you have Johnny Carson albums.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
I love Johnny Carson. I have all the DVDs
too.
That are available. I have them all.
Nice.
I wish they would release more. They have one. They have these cut together monologues that start each DVD off. So what they'll do is they'll play the monologue, then they'll have, you know, best of guests, but they weave it together like it's one program. And his cut together monologues, they're all not that topical, so they all fucking still work.
Oh, wow.
Really? It holds up?
So funny.
Do you know any? Do you remember any?
I don't know any of the jokes offhand, but him like talking about how hot it is in Burbank right now and things like that.
Cut off your Slauson at the Slauson cut off.
Yep.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so good. Like if you're out there, you know, and want to see some of that, those best of Carson DVDs are great.
I think there's a Carson YouTube channel.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like an official Carson YouTube channel, and I think there's a ton of stuff there.
Like if I could subscribe, you know, like the Midnight Special, you can subscribe to the Midnight Special, and they'll send you a DVD a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Of the Midnight Special, they did it for Carson. I would be.
They did it for Dean Martin's roast. They have DVD a month kind of thing.
I have the Carson Dean Martin roast too. That's very funny.
Sweet. That's really
cool. I love old comedy.
I just feel like I don't have enough time to watch everything I want to watch. Like, it's been hard enough.
Oh, well, I haven't done that in years.
Yeah, it's been hard enough to keep up with current stuff. Like, I'm two episodes behind Mad Men.
Yeah.
I have not had time to start watching Game of Thrones because with the channel, I'm just like all the stuff I'm watching are cuts that I have to approve for the channel. So like I'm watching the Nerdist channel all the time, which is super fun, but you know, I'm just not getting to watch, you know, all the stuff like that.
Yeah. Time is a thing that you just sort of it just goes.
There's like, not enough of it.
Someone was saying like it's like a you like don't you just want you know a couple more hours a day? I was like, no, just like you know 10 more hours a week. If you could just spread them over a week,
yeah,
that'd be nice. Just like a little bit more time in the week.
I would die for that. That would be great.
And then you just fill that, and then you'd want 10 more hours.
You're right. Yeah.
That's exactly
you get another jab.
Buddy. Hey, you think you gotta do some work tomorrow, buddy.
And we Come have on. To have those guys on.
Oh, Boyd and Brad?
Just, it would just be the funniest fucking
thing. Oh, we should have Boyd and Brad on.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
God damn it. You just spend a half hour with them and you just cannot stop laughing.
Yeah.
But now what if we've set it up so much and we have them on and then they clam up and then they're not funny?
Nervous.
Did you read Podmass for last week?
I don't read.
I did because I love hating myself. But they reviewed the Tim Meadows show, which they liked, but they said, unlike the Chicago show, which was just a glorified hostful, this
one. Oh, boy.
Hey, sometimes we don't luck out by getting someone in the middle of the country that's famous. Sometimes Tim Meadows happens to be in fucking...
there was one week where Podmass picked all three episodes of our show that week.
Well, we didn't do a hostful that week, that's why.
They tweeted, I saw the link and I read it, I was like, ah! I'm going out on top. I mean, they're, you know, all those AV Club guys are super sweet. I think, you know, they're just doing their job. But
I bet there are people that like, because they get assigned, I think they get assigned every week. They get assigned the different podcasts or whatever. So I feel bad if they hate the show.
But I can't, because I like the AV Club and because I like the people there, it always hurts my feelings a little bit more if they trash something that I'm like, ugh. So I don't even trash it.
They
I try not to read it because I feel like, the only things that are going to happen are I'm going to get my ego stroked and be like, ha ha, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to feel bad. But neither one of those two things are anything I can do anything with.
Yeah.
So just
don't scroll down.
I will never read the comment threads again. We've been over this a million times.
Yeah, let's. The more we talk about it, the more it's a thing.
Don't do it. Oh, my God. I'm just so happy they haven't gotten a hold of Phoebe yet. I just don't want that on there.
No, it's fine. I was nervous like before the channel launched because I'm like, well, here's another thing I'm putting into the world, and I'm just opening myself up for more. Like, hey, you fucking piece of shit, what do you think you are doing a thing over there, you goddamn shitface?
Sorry, I texted that.
Why would you say that?
I meant to delete it, but I hit send.
Nope.
Goddamn shitface is my thing too. You goddamn shitface.
But I'm having so much fun making stuff that I am not caring as much.
Yeah.
So
that's just what just fucking just make it and walk away. You can't focus on it.
That's kind of the thing. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell myself. As we get closer to the release of my record. I was like, it's just a thing I did and I'm done and I'm good.
That's sort of how I try to feel about things too. I try to learn sort of as I've grown as a person, if you will.
I'll try to walk away. You've lost weight.
You've shrunk as a person. Yeah. Every once in a while, though, someone, you know, like just one will catch you in the where I don't mean to see something, and it just kind of catches me off guard in the
AV Club.
It was the common threads on the Nerdist site.
Oh, okay.
There was which episode was it?
Smith one where that girl was like, I can't stand Kevin Smith. This is da da da. And then she listened to it and liked it after you called her out.
Well, I just said, listen, don't be like the internet and judge something before you listen to it. And so and to her credit, she did. And she came back and said, hey, thanks. I'm glad I listened to that. But someone, I can't remember what the show was, but someone was like, I will no longer listen to this show because you said you praise Ryan Seacrest for making money off an idiot like Kim Kardashian and as long as you work for E, I will never listen to that. And so, and I wanted to let it go, but everything he was saying was false. And it just fucking like, I just feel like sometimes like I cannot let this person go through the world thinking the thing that they think, 'cause it's not right. Yeah. So I had to say, number one, I never said that. Number two, I have not worked for G4 or E since last year. So both of your arguments are false.
In fairness, your badge still gets you in the building.
But I don't work. Oh, shit. I shouldn't say I don't work here.
Someone upstairs is like, oh, we should turn that off.
So we're going to turn off the badge. They take away his parking.
No, but isn't it?
So, yes, I do
shows E Studios.
It's not. It's BBC, though.
The E Studios is providing the studio for us.
Yeah, yeah, they're our production company.
God damn it! Don't give that guy more ammo.
I'm sorry.
Why would you argue in his defense?
I don't know.
Well, this guy's a nice guy.
I was thinking of the facts, not so much of what he was saying. I'm sorry. I was thinking more of just the technical. Well,
hey, this guy's screen name isn't Fucker 97. Hey,
that's technically true.
I'm sorry.
I forgot about that. That's technically true. I guess
checking, bumming everyone out
because E Studios does produce the Nerdist TV show. Fuck.
Hey, well, you know what?
What?
You
have some?
No.
Why would you start the equipment saying if you didn't have any equipment?
Because I don't get them anymore.
What do you
I don't
mean
know
you don't
where
get
to,
them anymore?
Where are they located?
They're on the internet.
Oh,
somewhere.
They come through email.
Yeah, I'm not on that chain.
I can get it to you.
That's not. Don't open yourself up to that, Jonah. It's just not.
No, I know. I just thought, you know, Chris would have come guns loaded.
Blazing.
I can load up some Quemens here. This is from Brian Bouchard.
Oh, the Boosh.
The Boosh. Le Boosh. Not to be confused with the 70s disco group or the Mighty Boosh. Just finished reading The Nerdist Way. There's a serious potential for RPG Your Life app. Don't you think something that allows you to choose an avatar and then put your particular goals to achieving it? The app would award points for completing various steps. Character sheet section would allow the user to input his or her alignment and various skill levels and attributes. You should get into that because, you know, you're not that busy. # sarcastic smile. There's an app called Epic Win, which I mentioned in the book, which is like an RPG to-do list app. I would love to create a... I'd love to create an RPG goal app.
It seems like the one sort of piece of the empire you're missing. Like the app.
But that, at the same time, it is the cornerstone.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. I'm not sleeping for a month. It's hard. App development is a real pain in the ass.
Can't be that hard.
Oh, did you hear about the OMG Pop people? What they did? The people
you told me that.
Yeah. They were making a bunch of games that weren't doing too well. And then they kind of put out Draw Something on a Lark. But they had already had to fire, like, 80% of their staff. Then when Draw Something became a huge hit and they were going to get bought out for a ton of money, the owners hired everybody back that they had laid off because of bad business and hired them back so they could all benefit from the huge sale of Draw Something.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Good, bad job, then good job.
Yeah, I mean, didn't work out. It's not their fault. It just didn't work out. And then they make this game that fucking kills it. And they, you know, they did right by everybody.
I just want a stomach update, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be pretty in about 25 minutes.
Okay, good. So we have about 9 minutes left on the podcast.
Cutting it close, Chris.
Now, are you going to... Is DEFCON Matt going to happen here, or is that going to happen at home?
It's going to happen at home, but I'm supposed to go to Santa Monica to this guy's house I talked to on Craigslist.
What?
Actually, so in that case, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
I'm going to do it there.
What?
It's going to be perfect.
No,
I'm buying a pedal. I'm buying an Akai Headrush E2 pedal.
And what kind of a...
It's a loop pedal.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Are you going to do some Reggie Watts stuff?
No, I Katie Tunstall, who is a Scottish chick that does that. She does that song that is sold to everyone.
I know.
Suddenly I see. But she does some really cool shit with loop pedal.
A lot of, good loop band is L1011. Great looping band.
Yeah.
Meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
You should watch her do the I Want You Back, the Jackson 5 cover. The loop pedal on an acoustic guitar. It's so fucking good.
All right, I'll do it.
So good.
What I did all weekend for some reason was singing. I've been singing Missy Misdemeanor Elliott songs all weekend, and nice. I don't know where they came from. It's just that weird thing where a tiny little thought moat just sort of rises to the top of your brain. And it just out of the recesses of the attic of your subconscious mind and just populates your thoughts.
Yeah.
Like it just all of a sudden reproduces and all of a sudden I could not. That's why I was singing the other day. I was putting cat noises in. Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Yeah.
I put the thing down, tip it and reverse it. It's time to meow, meow. I could not stop doing that all weekend long.
That's funny.
That's kind of awesome.
That's kind of, well, Mike Henry has a similar problem, but it's always too no matter when, that is always in his head.
Mike Furman believes that singing the By Menon jingle can clear any song out of your head. If you're trying to, there are two ways. So the other way to clear a song out of your head is to listen to it. And then the Furman solution of just, if you can't get a song out of your head, if I'm like, if I just go By Menon, it's gone.
My friend Catherine says, if you just hum Girl from Ipanema.
God damn it. This is from Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, guys. I feel like on the podcast you describe this phenomenon a lot where you wrongly attribute something to being your own creation when you're really remembering it from somewhere else and you just forget about it. You may be interested to know that the official name for this is cryptomnesia, which is a pretty flipping sweet word. Hooray. Thanks for being awesome, Katie.
Wow.
Well, I don't attribute many things to myself except things that I've done, like the invention of electricity. That was me.
That was you. I remember that day.
Yep.
I remember that day that I gave you that idea.
Thank you.
And a couple of cryptomnesiacs over here.
You know what I'm going to go do for G4 for attack?
Shit for a week.
Going to the big auction, the Les Paul auction. They're auctioning off
Les Paul himself.
Shit ton of Les Paul stuff, like schematics, ass loads of guitars.
Oh, cool.
Don't they parts. Can't let you go to that. you'll be in a fucking barrel. You'll be wearing a barrel. Yeah. Just like they did in the 30s after the stock market crash.
Yeah.
It'll be you, no clothes, suspenders, a fucking giant tie, and a goddamn barrel.
That's playing with fire, Matt.
And you'll be burning your schematics to keep you warm around a barrel fire.
I think we're gonna go on the preview day, and we're gonna talk to them about the stuff there. I might put in a couple bids for some things, not guitars. I can't afford those guitars. They're gonna be tens of thousands of dollars. But like,
I don't know, you could probably pull that off.
Like a schematic of something.
You could probably pull off a guitar if you just kind of tighten the belt a little. You know, maybe get rid of one of the other ones.
Talk about that.
You could probably
get rid of the other ones. What are you talking about?
Well, hey, one less Paul is worth 3 SGs. That's a fact. That's a fact.
It is true. He's right. That's almost exactly spot on. Les Paul is worth 3 SGs.
Is that how it works? Is that the currency?
Well, I mean, the less SG is like a grand. About a grand you can get a pretty good SG for, and Les Paul's like $3,000. Les Pauls are fucking expensive.
They are, huh?
They are really expensive.
Did they go up after he died?
No, they've just gone up steadily. That's the instruments have gone up quite a bit. I think it's just wood's more expensive than it used to be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wood's pretty fucking expensive.
Remember that raid the feds did on Gibson for all that illegal wood?
No.
Like 7 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where were they getting it from?
Brazilian rosewood that no one should have anymore.
Wow.
And if you travel with your instrument, you have to have documentation that you purchased it before, that the instrument was made before 19... Whatever. If you do, and if you don't have that documentation, the feds can seize your guitar if it has Brazilian rosewood on it.
Oh, that's nuts.
Here's one more comment from Ulysses Lujan.
Hey, Ulysses. Ulysses.
Would you be part of it? Am I pronouncing that correctly? Been listening since the Hostful episode Soundboard. My question is it possible for you guys to come to Nashville and do a series of episodes?
A series of episodes?
Where YouTube
Nashville?
Stars are the guests for the podcast. Thanks. I don't know if all the YouTube stars live in Nashville.
How does that
it
work?
It sounds like
exactly.
You just want people to come to Nashville and perform for you.
Oh, I think he means the stars of the channel. Which we know for a fact none of them live in Nashville.
No, none of them live in the channel. None of them live. None of them live in the channel. Let me flan down, flip it, and so they all live in the channel, but we don't live in Nashville. Nashville's a great town, and I hope we get to perform there sometime. It's fucking awesome. The Vanderbilt campus is gorgeous. Vanderbilt. Oh, well, it looks like everyone's going to have to do push-ups today because Vanderbilt forgot his jock strap. All right, drop it and give me 20. Vanderbilt! It kind of has that Austin vibe of, like, cool
young arty.
Yeah, college town.
College town.
Can I tell you about a band I've been listening to?
Yeah.
Well,
you can.
All right, I'll allow it.
That's one of my favorite names that have come out this year.
That is a bold statement.
Well, this year that I've noticed of new bands, that are one of my favorite names for a band. It's with an exclamation point at the end. The band's called You Blew It! And their album is called Grow Up, Dude.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's great. It has a kind of a mid-90s emo-y indie kind of Jazz June, early Jimmy Eat World stuff to it. It's really good.
Let me plug that. I really do want to plug Jenny Owen Young's new record because it's so fucking good. It's called An Unwavering Band of Light. And it's her third record. And it's really good. Start to finish. It's really, really good. So check it out.
An Unwavering Band of Light?
An Unwavering Band of Light is the name of her album, Jenny Owen Young. Thanks.
Jenny Owen Young. All right.
And The Good Griefs. Short. The Good Griefs are very good too.
I've been listening to Pale Young Gentlemen.
Ah, yeah.
You like those guys?
Yes, I do.
Pale Young Gentlemen. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
The Nerdist recommends.
Those are Nerdist recommends.
The week of this week.
But you can hear more recommendations on Jonah Radio.
You sure can.
Sometime, not soon.
You sure fucking can. Oh, can you ever?
But in the meantime, Phoebe's a reality.
Phoebe's a reality?
Yeah. If I could just go and sit with one of my friends and just shoot the shit. Yeah, there would be fucking Jonah Ray.
That when you decided to do it. I was like, that's going to be a lot of work, Jonah. You sure you want to do that?
He's like fucking, I got to do the research. I got to find out the new
records. I know. It's a lot of work.
Oh, why did I announce it?
No one believes you.
You know,
it's a good way to get you to do something.
It's a good way to get you to do something, but the downside is it's also a good way to make you feel bad if you don't have time to do it. Yeah. But it is, in general, a good idea to tell people you're going to do stuff.
I know. I should,
It's if you didn't have a full-time job.
I have a hard enough time trying to fucking think about going to the gym.
You have a job and a half. You have your full-time job at the Soup, and then you have this.
I have this, and then I just have stand-up.
So that's three jobs.
And then I have a fucking girlfriend and a dog.
So that's four jobs.
Yeah.
Well, I have less jobs now.
Oh, buddy.
But, you know.
You want to keep on skirting around it? She listens to the podcast.
She hasn't since. Anyway, forget it.
Since.
Well, now we're going to be dancing around the Greta in the room.
What? Don't worry about it.
The Nerdist rumor mills are going to be churning.
The elephant has just farted in the room, and it's time for the trainers to leave the cage.
I'm trying to follow along with this analogy, Chris.
Didgeridoo.
It's a number number meow meow.
It's a number number meow meow. Gersperms.
Gersperms.
My favorite bird. Hey, if you out there, if anyone out there knows who made that meme.
Gersperms.
My favorite
Gersperms. Gersperms.
Can you please like
Gerner, you like Gersperms?
We just need to thank you.
Gersperms.
For giving us
Gersperms, my favorite.
For giving Jonah and I at least 3 hours of joy.
That was a whole weekend.
Yeah, we had the whole
weekend. Yeah, but I'm adding it all
every
up.
Every time we pulled that picture up, we would laugh again.
Oh, fucking hysterically. Every fucking time.
That's still funny.
It's the best meme I've
ever
seen.
It's never not
going to
be funny.
And if you know the girl in the picture,
she has to be doing a character.
She looks like Amy Pyle or whatever.
Missy Pyle?
Missy Pyle.
Yeah.
Please. Just get one of them in contact with
also,
them.
Also, can you do us a favor and replace the books with Nerdist Way copies?
If she's not doing a character, I apologize.
Oh, God.
I don't think she is, just because of the sweater vest.
Oh, you know, there should be a picture of all of us losing our shit, and the fucking meme caption gives me like, Gersperms are my favorite merms.
Gersperms are my favorite merms.
Gersperms are my favorite merms.
It's all holding the picture.
Oh, fucking A. I want that happening. Are you there, Internet? I know you are. Please do that for us.
You need that internet?
Oh, in Gerber-ribber. In Gerber-ribber.
In Gerber-ribber.
In Gerber-ribber.
Oh, Gerber. I want it.
Ger Merton. Germa Thurns.
Germa Thurns. For my favorite book.
For my favorite book.
Scrooge and Kirkerpurse.
The girl kicked the hernet nurse.
Nurse. Roger Turner.
Snurglerts.
The Dirk Terrasers.
The Kurt Gerspy.
Terry Purchase Durskward.
And Mern Kerf.
Mern Kerf, really?
Mern Kerf.
Really? Really, Mern Kerf?
Mern Kerf. Mern Kerf.
Mern Kerf has hysterical view.
Term Clarencer.
We're in purse. Erfernet Gerst. Oh, my favorite graphic nerver is the working gerd.
Converters are dancers.
Cursed by Journey Curse, the Journey Curse Jury.
Sturf Gerbs are the biographer.
Server Furge, Erdy Sir. In the earlier Erdy Broom Super Furge. Oh, God.
Oh, are you there, Gerd? It's Murmur. Blurber.
Are you there, Juicy?
Tears of a fair name near there.
We are entertaining the three of us right
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
We're the third workers.
Yeah.
Gersh Berms.
Oh, Gersh Berms is our favorite burger.
Gersh Berms.
Hey, guys. I think this episode's called Gersh Berms.
Gersh Berms. Oh, I was going to keep on going. I want to just fade out.
Gersh Berms. Gersh Berms.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.